Well, Gary, close to another 3 points away from home, but it wasn't to be in the end.
No. I felt as though the game, we started a little bit looking like we just had a lack of energy just to really get us up the pitch at times. And as well as I felt we defended the goal, you know, we didn't really come under massive threat from Wigan first half, although they had possession and they got into some reasonably good positions, but I can't remember too many wonderful saves that Thomas has had to make. And when we finally, I think for the 10 minutes of the first half, when we finally, you know, commit to pushing up a little bit more and winning, you know, if not the second balls, then at least playing with a bit more ambition in terms of the way we pass the ball, we actually finished the half really, really well, and obviously to get the penalty. I think we had a chance early on where Clayes hit the post, should have scored, so we should have been 1-0 up anyway. Then for him to miss and Digger to finish off was excellent, and we came in good shape. And away from home again, you know, sometimes you don't have to be too ambitious, particularly when you're 1-0 up. But just think, you know, the second half, we looked... At one point, I felt as though we'd really, really frustrated them. They changed tactically and pushed two wingers as wing-backs and pinned us back at times and made it difficult. But once again, we got into some really, really good positions, particularly when Shea came on, looked bright and should have made more of them. But I think Kotz has hit the crossbar with a chance. Just disappointed with the way the goal went in. And I just said to the players there, look, regardless of what the game says, regardless of, you know, the situation, to get to 87 minutes in a game away from home against a very good side who destroyed Blackburn on Saturday, you know, we've got to be better than that. You know, the ball's over here as a throw-in on the right-hand side, and we just switch off. We switch off for 2 seconds, and that 2 seconds costs us the 3 points. You know, so listen, on the balance of the game, a balance of play, I don't think that you know, I could complain too much about a point, but having got a goal up. And looked like we'd really frustrated them, and it didn't really look like they had an awful lot more to throw at us at that point. And it was a really, really poor goal to concede. I just said to the players there, when you're in that situation, you have to be far more concentrated and you have to be far more disciplined. So, you know, pleased with the work rate. Just felt we were, you know, 80% of the energy that we showed on Saturday, which I was disappointed with. You know, and again, another point where a fairly resolute performance. But I'd certainly like a little bit more going the other way. And I'd certainly like us to switch on for the whole 90 minutes. And we might have come away with 3 points in a game that, you know, we've had to defend really, really well in.
Yeah, it was just a case of mental tiredness as much as anything else from the throw, wasn't it?
But yeah, but again, you know, that's what the game's about. You know, you can't be mentally tired. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you have to be concentrated for the whole game, particularly when, you know, we've put a lot of blocks in. We've headed a lot of balls out our box. We've made a lot of good interceptions and we've worked incredibly hard to get to that point. So for us to then throw it away with just a moment of, I wouldn't say stupidity is a little bit unfair on the players, but a lack of discipline in the way we defended. You know, we've defended great for 87 and then for 3 seconds we've switched off and that 3 seconds cost you the game. And it could have done, you know, they had then had a little bit of pressure. Thomas has made a great save late on and, you know, they could have nicked the 3 points themselves. So, Pleased with the effort, a little bit disappointed with the quality, a little bit disappointed with the energy, but I'm saying that and we're still unbeaten and it's another point we're disappointed with.
David Davis was closest to Clayton Donaldson throughout the time he was on, thought he worked really hard in that role, and Ryan Shotton won virtually everything at the back for you tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought we were, again, listen, I thought we were solid. I thought we were very solid as a team, and again, you know, away from home sometimes, the difference between being solid and playing really well is just that springing into those forward positions when you can. And I just felt first half we perhaps lacked a little bit of conviction. You know, when we had chances to move forward, we moved backwards and we passed the ball backwards. When we had a chances to clear the ball, we half cleared it and didn't get into some good positions. So, but again, you know, particularly second half, I thought we got in some great counter-attacking positions. We just want a little bit of extra quality. So, you know, we're demanding a lot of them now and the standards are very high. And I'm a little bit disappointed with today. You know, the way we played on the ball and the way we've just switched off, you know, for that last period of the game.
You gave Che Adams and Greg Stewart some minutes on the pitch towards the end?
Yeah, I wanted to get them on the pitch. I just felt, you know, particularly, I toyed with making a few changes and perhaps starting that way. But I just felt as though, the players who played against Leeds deserve to go again. You know, and with Digger in there as a three, just gives us a little bit more flexibility. You know, we started as a one and a two and did it, same at Leeds, where we then reverted to a two-sitters and a one just because of some of the little pockets they tried to create. And teams will always try to do that with you when you allow them that first little bit of possession. And again, I just didn't think we pressed with enough aggression in some of those areas first half. But yeah, I wanted to get those two on the pitch and see. Particularly at that point of the game, I just felt our wide players, Digger and Mags, just ran out of steam a little bit. I think some of them ran out of steam. You know, maybe I should have possibly, in hindsight, made a few more changes in the starting 11. But again, I just felt they deserved a chance to go again.
Nevertheless, just finally from me, 4 points out of six away from home. Great to take into a derby now with Wolves at the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like you say, we've had a home game and two away games, you know. So some of the teams will be sat there with two home games and an away game, and there'll be some tough games coming up. You know, I feel we've had a reasonably tough start. And again, you know, we've looked very, very solid. You know, our defensive sort of structure's been excellent. And we just want a little bit more going forward, and that'll take time. You know, the new players will take time to bed in. They'll give us some, certainly. I thought you saw glimpses of Shea today, some real great quality in some of his through balls. You know, but you know, we know he's got a lot more than that, and Greg as well. You know, it's not easy to fit into that system straight away and know exactly what to do. But yeah, so encouraged with a point. A little bit disappointed with the way we threw it away at the end, but again, I can't complain too much.